Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Tamar Jacoby back on the show. Tamar is a more than 13-year member of our Brain Trust. She's the president of Immigration Works USA, the editor of the outstanding book Reinventing the Melting Pot, among others, including Someone Else's House. And she's been she is our and one of the world's top experts on immigration policy. And she's our good friend, Tamar Jacoby. Welcome back.
Great to be here.
It's good to have you back, Tamar.
You gotta stop saying 13 years.
Well, you're in your 14th year. How about that? Does that work? That's better, isn't it?
Yeah.
In your 14th year. We got you right out of high school. So,
exactly.
So, Tamar, I was talking earlier about the audience when I was telling them you were going to be here and how this immigration thing has become the little brother or the little sister maybe of the biggest, most divisive policy issue in recent history, which is the abortion issue, the life issue. The second one, the baby brother of that, little brother of that, little sister, first cousin, has got to be immigration. And both of them have become nothing more than political footballs, with either side seeming to only want to use it to their political advantage rather than finding a solution. And it's driving a lot of us crazy. What do you think?
I think that's good. That's correct. That's a good formulation of it. I mean, what we're seeing right now in Washington, this failure to reach a DACA deal, a deal to help give some relief to the young people brought here illegally as children by their parents, who President
Obama.
DACA is just the
current flavor of this football.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. But
it's the current color of this football.
It's particularly bad. No, I agree with that, but it's particularly bad because it's an issue where I would say, at least 50-60% of Republicans and all Democrats agree on the solution. It's not hard. This is the piece that for 10 years, 15 years, they've been arguing over every other aspect of immigration, and everyone agreed, well, that's the easy one. We can do that.
Yeah.
And now they have a chance to do this easy one. This is like a softball right at, home plate. And they can't hit this.
I pointed out early on that this wasn't Republican. I mean, I wasn't focusing on Republicans or Democrats at that moment. But at this particular case, and you can help me where I'm wrong on the Republican side, the Democrats are what I see more now, and only for this reason, because they're not in power. If it were the other way around, it'd be the other party probably. But because the Democrats are out of party, it's obvious. But here's the one issue though that I see that's the most obvious. God forbid the Democrats or the party in the minority. God forbid the party in the minority do something to give the party in the majority a win the year of a midterm.
Well, and of course on this issue where Latino voters are the fastest growing voting bloc, they're going to they're still a pretty relatively small voting bloc, but they're growing very fast.
Yeah.
And they're going to have a huge impact on the election to come and elections for the rest of our lives, more and more and more bigger impact.
Right.
And Democrats view this as a chance to lock them in. But let me tell you, the Republicans are playing just a cynical game.
I believe it.
This idea that chain migration should be tied to DACA, that's like tying...
You don't like that idea?
A lot of people
are looking at that, and they're seeing evidence on both sides being presented. There's plenty of evidence.
Yeah, but I mean, someday, when in a rational way, we have to debate... Should we have more family members here? Should we have more employment-based immigration? What should we do about that? That's an important debate. But it's not something to tack mindlessly on a deal that's like 100% of the size. This is like saying I'm going to give away my house because I was rude to my neighbor in the street. So as part of the apology, I'm going to give them my house. It's so out of proportion.
Well, one of the reasons why we're not getting anything done right now in even with the Republicans who want it, is because Republicans don't stay on the reservation like Democrats do. They're more free spirits.
They're all on the reservation. Trump set the reservation for this was going to be that the price was going to have to be tame migration.
And the wall too, right? And the wall.
And the wall might be in proportion. A wall in exchange for DACA is not an unacceptable, is a fair deal.
Hold on to that thought, because we come back, I want you to explain that. That's something I haven't heard anybody else really say. And so we're going to get Tamar to explain what she just said. She'll explain herself after these messages. 2010, I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.